happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And I'm so glad that you've joined us as we're jumping in to the book of 1 Thessalonians devotionally through the Drivecast over the next 3 weeks. Now, for some of you, you may be brand new to the Drivecast. We are here 5 days a week, summaries from each of our teaching pastors, Monday through Friday. And so today we are looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Start all the way back at the beginning of the book and just look at the first three verses. That church in Thessalonica was really founded by Paul, that Silas and Timothy both visited it. It was a thriving metropolis. It was a large, it was an active city. It was really a city much like Columbus. It was full of young people. There was lots of controversy. There was lots of living on the edge was going on there in Thessalonica. And Paul begins to hear about this church. And right from the get-go in the letter, he gives them greetings of grace and peace. And he tells them, he said, listen, I've heard about your faith, your hope, and your love. And he had heard about their incredible witness and testimony, telling them in verse 2 that he constantly remembered them in his prayers, he and Silas and Timothy. And when you think about what they were going through, these Christians in Thessalonica, very difficult, I'm sure, probably persecuted for their faith. What they were going through, what an encouragement it would have been to get this letter from Paul, encouraging them that he had heard about them, that what they were doing was not in vain. And so let's just take a couple of minutes to think about how to pray 1 Thessalonians 1:1-3. First of all, Paul says in verse 1, grace and peace to you today. And I just thought we would pray today for some specific grace moments this week. You know, there are times where God brings us opportunities that we don't know are coming our way. Things cross our paths many times during the day that we're not prepared for, but we can live in spiritual awareness of them so that when they do come, that we're ready. So let's ask for those moments to be grace and peace in other people's lives. And then secondly, Paul says, listen, I pray constantly, consistently for the church there at Thessalonica. And I just wonder, maybe we should take some time today to pray for our leaders, our life group leaders, our team leaders as we head into a new year, our staff team, that we would just take some time to pray specifically for them. And then, you know, as well, we always talk about this reality of who's your one person that doesn't know Christ that you're specifically, consistently praying for and investing in. I don't know who that is in your life. Maybe you don't have a one yet, but maybe you would ask God to reveal that to you today. So I'm going to pray, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray as well. And Father, we do pray moments of faith, hope, and love into our days this week. Moments, God, of grace and peace. Will you grow in us the spiritual awareness to be aware of the fact that you are always at work? And that, God, whenever we see these moments, whenever we see them and then we sense them, that we would step into these moments and that we would trust you in whatever it is that you're bringing across our path. We pray for our leaders today. God, we're so grateful for them, for the ones that you've given to us to shepherd our souls in life groups and on teams that we serve on. God, our staff leaders, Lord, we know that each of them needs to have the sense that they are empowered by your Spirit. And then finally, Lord, for our one, God, whoever that is, Lord, I pray for that person. I pray for Mark in my life. Pray, God, that you'll continue to work in his life and draw him to yourself and give me the opportunity, God, to share the good news of the gospel with him. Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful for you and your Spirit's work. Now you take the opportunity to pray.